Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, I'm David Chamberlain, and this is Because Wrestling, where we talk everything about wrestling. We do these shows normally live at 9 o'clock San Diego time. If you don't know where Pacific Beach is, if you don't know where San Diego is, I really can't help you. But we had to move it to Thursday because being a sports fan, needed to watch soccer, which is our San Diego team, loyal, so I went to that. Got home, then I watched AEW. So it was a full nice day. I'm also a high school football coach. So my life gets busy this time of year, so bear with me if we move the show around a bit. But it's a long way to say if you're listening live, which is today, Thursday, which normally is Wednesday at 9. This is live. The phone number to call in is 319-527-6742. You can follow us on Twitter at Because of Wrestling One. You can also email me if you'd like to be on the show. If you have ideas for the show, you want to work show, want to help make the show better. Lord knows you got me talking, so it might help. The email is becausewrestling8. I forgot, I did not put that in correctly. becausewrestling8@gmail.com. Where to begin? No, we're not starting with Ric Flair. Though it is cool, he's going to be at the NWA show coming up in St. Louis. So we will talk about that next week. But we've got three big shows this week. We have NXT TakeOver, which is still my favorite pay-per-view card, the way they set it up, but we'll get to that later. We have SummerSlam being set up as a WrestleMania-worthy event, which I think is true. We will be talking First Dance. Now, the first two I discussed, we will be putting our picks in. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to tweet out all my picks tomorrow because I will not be watching each show live, but I will watch it. I've got my other engagements of soccer and the baseball and everything else in my life. If anybody wants to pay me to be a full-time sports fan, hey, I'll take a check. Let's say $100,000 a year, full benefit. I think we'll be good. If not, we're going to we'll have to work this out. But the first topic of the conversation is obviously tomorrow night on TNT. I believe it's, and I will double check on my VAR as I'm rambling to you, is live. I don't know if it's considered live on the West Coast, but, are you serious? Did I not tape? I'm not taping it. What the hell, Chamberlain? Okay, so we're going to hunt this down. But it's going to be live tomorrow from Chicago, Illinois, at the United Center. Somebody, and who's it going to be? Well, all accounts, obviously, unless you're a wrestling fan and you've been living under a rock, which I seriously do. Okay, so live show. Hang on. I just want to make sure. So live show on TNT is 7 o'clock San Diego time. Now, I believe the other broadcast, so that's 9 o'clock in Chicago then on Friday. I think I'm going to add a little extra 30 minutes in case something happens. But the DVR, exciting stuff that you hear on my show. But United Center, somebody's making an appearance first time since 2014. Now, it's interesting because a lot of times I'll go to Wikipedia to get the match. You know, it's Wikipedia, so it's sometimes accurate, sometimes not. But the match cards are normally the match cards. Now, before we get to what this is about, you have a real good three-set match card, just like last week. You have Private Party versus Jurassic Express in the tag team eliminator. The winner will face the Young Bucks at All Out. This is one semifinal. The other semifinal is Varsity Blondes versus the Lucha Bros. I'm hoping, so I'm kind of thinking the AEW is going to lean to Jurassic Express to beat the Young Bucks in a steel cage at All Out. The other two matches, Cargill versus Hogan, who is a young wrestler that I'm not too much familiar with. She was wrestling in NXT. No, I'm sorry. I believe she was wrestling in Impact. Yes, it was Impact. And then you have Moxley versus Daniel Garcia, who's also, who I like the look of him because he looks like a legit shooter. Don't have too many details. But those are the three matches against Moxley. I shouldn't add that. But this event is set up for one thing. It's set up for CM Punk to make his grand entrance, his back into wrestling at the United Center, which is sold out, my understanding. Now, I'm not exactly sure what a sellout is considered there. If you go basketball, it's a 23,000. And I mean, basketball, 20,000. Hockey's 19,000. A concert's 23,000. I believe they're cutting off a little bit of it. But it is the largest crowd in AEW history. They have said that already. Now, it's interesting. AEW has not one point said that CM Punk is going to return. But they've done a lot of, I don't know, they call them Easter eggs in movies. You know, like Kenny Omega yesterday having the Chick Magnet shirt for CM. Darby Allin referenced the Best in the World. And I think that's who Moxley, I believe that's who CM Punk is going to face first at All Out. Which will be fantastic. They've done lots of little different things, but they haven't said it, which I'm kind of interested on it, because this is, now, understand, if CM Punk does not show up in Chicago Friday, they will burn the place down. This crowd, I don't know how they're going to book it, though. To me, you want CM Punk as much time as possible. So maybe the last 20 minutes, but you know what, that crowd is there to watch. Well, we're getting a little chirpy. I'm watching a little Canadian football, which I know that's exciting for you all. And how much does he have left? Now, an interesting tweet went out. I looked at it. Now, one of my friends says, no, he's got an indie show. Jay White said, I'll see you in Chicago. How cool would that be with Jay White, who I think could be a new CM Punk? I really like him. Show up and just happen to walk into the ring when CM Punk's there. That would be pretty sweet, but don't know where they're going to, how they're going to book it. He says he's going to be at every show week to week. And I'm sure the ratings are going to be unbelievable. This telling you this, and a lot of people say, well, this is the biggest, this might be the biggest, how do I want to put this? This might be the most anticipated comeback by a wrestler ever. I can't argue it wouldn't be, because it's amazing to me. Because, listening to all the wrestling podcasts and shows and news, which is what culture, Cultaholic, WrestleTalk, Fightful, for years they've all talked about CM Punk. There's always a story was out there that CM Punk's returning. CM Punk's returning. He'll never return. He's coming to the WWE. Anytime somebody says there's a return, like when they said with Christian, no, there was, I mean, they trolled themselves. They said, Chris, how did AEW say it? A Hall of Fame caliber wrestler showed up and Christian showed up. People were a little disappointed. But anything anybody wanted to see is CM Punk back in a wrestling ring.
I think they're going to do it at the end.
The music's going to hit, Cult of Personality, and the place is going to rattle. And hopefully he's got plenty of time to say his piece. Darby Allin comes out, makes his first challenge, and we get to see CM Punk in the ring. Now, CM Punk obviously has been busy, MMA. He attempted that. I'll give him credit for it. He wasn't that good. Like he got his brains kicked in. stepping into the ring to do what he did, that's pretty badass. I know there's stories that he has wrestled before, but under a mask, several times. But this is his triumphant return. How good is he going to be? Don't know. CM Punk is not exactly a spring chicken, but he looks like he keeps himself in amazing shape. In fact, let me double check his age. He is 42 now. He left wrestling in 2000. He wrestled a 15-year career, so he was legit career when he left WWE. I did hear a suggestion that would have been awesome, and it was, I believe it was Cultaholic. Cultaholic had a good suggestion. One of their guys, and I can't remember who said it, but I thought it was legit. CM Punk's music should hit out. Music should hit, and MJF should walk out just because he just embraces the absolute that he does. His fighting record is 0-2. Well, technically 1-1 no contest, but his last fight was in 2016. But he's made his money, and I think he's always looked for the right price to come back, and obviously now he has it. And the absolute volume tomorrow will be excited. I'm excited. Now, I can't watch it live. I coach high school football, so I'll be a little busy coaching. I know my phone is going to go absolutely batshit crazy tomorrow. And the anticipation and the countdown, what they do with it and who he challenges first and what now that the, quote, forbidden door is open and the stuff he can do in New Japan and TNA and Ring of Honor and Ring of Honor, and hopefully we can get NWA involved because I still want Nick Aldis versus Cody Rhodes, but it will be amazing what happened. I'll be interested to see what the ratings are, you know, since the Wednesday Night Wars is officially over. AEW Dynamite has been pretty close to 1 million every time. Now, there's something else going on this weekend. It is called SummerSlam. SummerSlam is taking place in Las Vegas at the new Allegiant Stadium. You think I'd know how to say it. I was just there a few weeks ago, which is marvelous. It's right next to Mandalay Bay. But they have a huge, huge card. My understanding, it is sold out. I'm not sure. Because you know they'll have this huge, I have not seen a sneak a peek at the arena yet, the stage for SummerSlam. I think I've heard 40,000, 45,000, 50,000. I'll just keep adding numbers. Or at the place seat, 61,000. Like I said, because I was there for a soccer event. Now they call it the Death Star. It looks fabulous. It actually looks like, be honest with you, it looks like one of those robot vacuum cleaners you put on the ground, sucks everything up. But it'll be hosting SummerSlam, which will be very fun to watch. And like I said, I will not pick these things live, but I will discuss, and now I can change my mind when I post these tomorrow. Hopefully I have time to post all of them. And here we go. We have Nikki A.S.H. versus Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley. I lose, Charlotte Flair will win this. You have Roman Reigns versus John Cena. I think this will be the main event. And to be honest with you, it should be the main event. You've got, this is what this card's been, this card has been built around this. Roman Reigns is going to knock off Cena to set up Rock is the next thing, I think, in SummerSlam. WrestleMania, which I believe is in L.A. this time. But, yeah, the whole reason to do this is to build him up, and I think Roman Reigns is probably the easiest, best thing going. Of all the other complaints on writing, I haven't heard one complaint on Roman Reigns and what he has done. You have, next up, no particular order. I'm assuming that's the main event. You have Bobby Lashley versus the twice a year Goldberg. I don't know. He just whines a little here and tries to figure out as it goes, but I don't know if I really need to see Goldberg at 4 years old, Bobby Lashley, though Bobby Lashley's no spring chicken. Oh, by the way, if you want to hear him, Bobby Lashley's 45 and built like a god. If you want to see a great interview, watch Stone Cold Broken Skull Sessions with Bobby Lashley. It's really good on him, but I think he will beat Goldberg. You have the Usos versus the Mysterios. I believe the Usos, they want to keep them on the belt. Even though I want to keep all my San Diego boys happy, I'd love to see the Mysterios win, please. But it's not going to happen. The Usos will win that because they want to keep it. Like I said, they want to keep all the gold. I think to build up with the family because there's so many tie-ins with all the Samoans. And this will lead to, of course, The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns is going to have a long title. But anyways, you have Belair versus Banks. Now, I have not had a chance to watch. Well, Raw's tomorrow night. I'm sorry. No, SmackDown is tomorrow night. There's a lot of controversy this match is going to... Well, not controversy. There seems to be a little worry that this match is going to take place because they've missed some shows. You're hoping it's not the big C word right now, which we all know what that is. But I would have to pick Bang. I will go Banks on this. I'll lead the Banks. I'm still not 100% sure on that one. You have Edge versus Seth Rollins, which might be the match of the night. I think that could steal the show. Edge, who's freaking business doing what he's done. coming back and tearing it up at 47 years old. And he was out of wrestling for literally, was it 6 or 7 years? But he has come back. Miller Craig, there's Seth Rollins. I think Seth Rollins is going to win this one. I'd like to see Seth Rollins get back in the title picture hunt. Who knows it'll happen. Don't think we're going to see his wife in this event, but you never know. You have Sheamus versus Damian Priestley. I believe Damian Priestley is going to win this. You have Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal. Drew McIntyre with the sword will definitely win that. Alyssa Bliss versus Eva, I believe, is going to win this. And hello, my computer's doing something weird. What are we doing? No, bad. God bless it. All right, here we go. And come on. My computer's blowing me up. And an interesting match. You have, when we get to the last part, you will have AJ Styles and Omos versus the RK Bros after Randy Orton already oh, it's a garage. Okay, RKO'd Ridley. So that is your SummerSlam. I think I can see the RK Bros winning the winning that match. Now, this is on a Saturday. This is a weird order because it had to do with the fight. But anyways, excuse the laughing outside my place. But TakeOver will be Sunday this year. Now, I'm very disappointed in they don't have it. Excuse me. They're not having it at an arena. Now, I know I saw tweeted out or it was Instagram, one of the 8,000 things. Triple H, Samojo, and Roman Reigns were at tryouts in Vegas for wrestlers. But the card itself, which will be the 36th NXT TakeOver, is stacked. It's got your normal 5-match card. You have Walter versus Ior Dragunov. If it's anything like the first one, which is basically just a murder fell, which is basically a murder on each other. I think Dragunov is going to win it. They're going to put the title on him. You know, Walter, he's mentioned many a times that he doesn't want to wrestle in the U.S. He's only 33, but he's just a big, big boy. I still believe if they hadn't had to blow up the takeovers in the U.K., the one that was going to be in Ireland, it was going to be Finn Balor versus Walter, and Finn Balor would have won it. But anyways, that's just me just rambling a bit. You have Killian Cross versus Samoa Joe. I think Samoa Joe's going to win it because I think Cross is going up to the main roster. Don't know if that's a good thing after the way they've actually used him. You have Renee Gonzalez versus Dakota Kai. I believe Kai is going to the main roster. Gonzalez is going to the main roster, so Kai will win. You have L.A. Knight versus Cameron Grimes, Jason Moon. The loser, Cameron Grimes loses, Ted DiBiase is LA Knight's full-time butler. Cameron Grimes will win and also get the million-dollar title, which not a lot of people have held. Let me really. So you had Ted DiBiase, Virgil, Stone Cold, Ted DiBiase Jr., and L.A. Knight. That's a door a little quiet. Carter. And probably going to be the main event. But I'm always a fan of the title for a major pay-per-view. I always feel the heavyweight title should be the main event. But I believe the main event is going to be Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole, baby. And the stories, and there, you want to tell, he could... The rumors on Adam Cole, what he's going to do after this show because his contract's up, that if he's re-signed or not, he could be in AEW Wednesday if he wanted to, which is where his girlfriend is. They're facing in a 2 out of 3 falls match. First fall, traditional wrestling match. Second, third, steel cage. Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole will be fabulous match. That has a chance of being the best match of the weekend. In fact, I think it will be the match. Well, no, I should say Walter and Dragunov has the chance, but this is a great takeover. Why the hell they couldn't have done it in arena? Because I would have gone to Vegas for the takeover card. Because takeovers are just spectacular. I'm hoping with all the rumors and the changing of what they're looking for and developmental and all this and all that, they don't blow up the takeovers. But that is your busy sports wrestling weekend. Like I said, I will not be watching the shows live, but I will watch them. I will try tomorrow to put all the picks for the cards, post them all for the TakeOver and TakeOver and SummerSlam. I will do my best to try to react for when CM Punk returns, even though I'll be coaching on Friday. I am in the press box, so at least have some idea that something's happening. But I hope you enjoy this. This is as good as it gets. Fabulous 3 days. Wrestling is heading on the up and up. Things seem to be open, even though we're in this Delta virus. But I would like to know how they came up with these names. Anyway, let's see what we can do. Great wrestling weekend. We will talk. We will review next Wednesday about it, or at least what I thought the highlights were. And if you're listening live, thank you for listening. If you're listening on tape, thank you for listening. We'll be every Wednesday, 9 to 9:30 on the West Coast. So we get some sponsors or people to help out the show. We might increase the time and more shows. You can follow me on Because Wrestling One. You can also email me, even though it's wrong here. I'm a schmuck. Oh, it looks like I can edit it as I talk. It's Because Wrestling 8. Let me fix it. Ooh, I can fix it. I'm so proud of myself. I figured it out. See if I did it. I think I did it. Okay. I know all of you are excited to tech that I'm doing this live on radio. I guess it's on radio. But I will talk to you guys next week. Hope you enjoy the weekend. And if I hear the earthquake and Twitter melt, CM Punk has peeked his head out in Chicago. This is David Chamberlain with Because Wrestling signing off.